Hi. Rise and be healed.
Yep.
Be healed now. Put your hands toward the TV monitor. Put your other hand on the part that hurts. In the name of Jesus, I command that part to be healed. Jesus heals and heals today. Praise the Lord. You can be healed. Call on His name. Talk to Jesus. Don't fret over not getting healed. Just ask Jesus. Don't give up. Remember David? He had a baby by Uriah's wife. After he sent Uriah to die in the front lines so he can cover up the baby. Well, the baby got sick. And David cried over that baby for the longest time. He pleaded with God to heal that baby. Finally, the baby died. And David got up, went about business. And the servant said, you know, you felt so bad. Now the baby's dead. Well, why? But you fought so hard for him. David just said that, you know, while the baby still was alive, there was hope that he could be saved. So until the baby died, he fought with all his might to petition God to save the baby. Once the baby was dead, David said, God took the baby. No complaint, no blaming, no nothing. It was, the baby was taken to be with God. And so now it was time to go about business. I'm sure you're going to feel a little sad losing the baby, but I mean, you fought the fight. And it turned out that God took the baby and didn't heal the baby. Well, you're going to have to fight the fight. David put all that effort to petition God to save his baby, but the baby didn't get saved. And David said, while there is yet hope, while the baby lives, there is hope that God may intercede and heal the baby. While you are still alive, you can call on God with the vigor that David called on God for the baby. If you don't get healed, then that's the way it is. So be it. This is God's will, God's choice. Let God have it. It may not be fun to be hurt. It may not be fun to have to die in some sort of painful agony of some sort of malady. You might want to run with the others. Being sick is no fun. But while you're alive, you can call on the name of the Lord to be healed. Now in the case of David, he didn't have the baby healed. And we can argue all kinds of reasons. We say, well, he committed adultery and on and on and on and so forth. But we have 2,000 years of unexplainable things concerning God. If we think we're getting a pattern to be able to say it's a punishment for sin or something, well, we have all the arguments that we're forgiven of sin and so forth. So we have, it's a complex issue to try to fight. Do we deserve it? Of course we deserve to die in agony and everything else. We're sinners. But we're forgiven by grace through Jesus Christ. And who knows why somebody will get healed? Some people are not saved and they get healed. Jesus, that's pretty much what he did. Unbelievers, unsaved, people weren't Christians. They're the ones getting healed right and left. Every meeting he held, you know, he spoke Sermon on the Mount. He gathered all those people and fed them with all the fishes and everything. He was talking to them, trying to persuade them, trying to convince them, you know, trying to tell them of his love for them, in God sending him to sacrifice himself for them so that they would not have to go through that. But they weren't saved, but yet they got healed. Everyone that came to them got healed. Christianity actually didn't come till the day of Pentecost and thereafter, when they all began speaking in tongues and 3,000 got saved that day. You can be healed. Sometimes you got to fight for it, sometimes you don't. You can't fight. About the time you figure out a pattern, how come this one gets healed and this one doesn't? And if you're trying to fret over yourself of what did you do that God's not healing you, then you're never ever going to understand that you don't need to worry about that. You're always going to worry, of course, we're human. We're always going to think we must have been bad. If God doesn't give us an answer like that, we must be bad. Hey, you know, this is what we are. We want to find the reason why we don't get what we want. And then sometimes we see other people that don't deserve it. We're just so sure they don't deserve it, but they get it. Why are they getting it? So we can fill our brains full of complexities about Jesus Christ and why he does and why he does not. Just stick with something a little bit more simple after you play your game, because we all like our pity parties, so we'll go in and try to find blame and we'll try to find answers and try to this and that and argue this point or whatever, but just keep in mind you still might get healed. You're alive. Put your hand on that spot that hurts and say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Cast out those things that seems to be congested in you and just don't seem to want to come out. Just might come out. Do you need faith as a mustard seed? Or faith as Mount Everest? What? We know the answer. If you have faith as a mustard seed. Forgive me my unbelief. You know, we have scriptures that show some pretty remarkable low in faith and people difficult in belief getting healed. The mountains are moved. They don't need to be a huge faith minister of some sort that you can go to, and they, every time he gets there, he almost points his fingers out there and people are slain in the spirit and so forth, and many healed. They don't have too many of those, but you can be healed. Don't give up. Try again. Every couple of minutes if you want. Once a week. You decide. Once a month. Once a day. Or just before you go to bed, heal me. You know, maybe that time you get healed. Maybe it's going to be in a time that you have a little bit more time and you set up a little time. I'm going to go, because this really hurts. I don't like it. So I'm going to actually spend an hour a week or an hour a month just in praising God and worshiping him in my closet, just me and him and Jesus, and pleading with him to heal me and touching the place and operating in that. You're the one that says, in the name of Jesus, in my name they will heal the sick. Who is they? You are they. And whose name are you going to do it in? You're going to do it in Jesus' name. Who? Christians? Other people? You can heal the sick. There's no condition. It doesn't say what religion they have to be. It's just the sick. And you're one of the sick. It's pretty remarkable when you're praising God and asking him to heal in you, and you get a dramatic instant healing. You know, dramatic instant healing doesn't necessarily mean instant, because you know you're a physical body, so events take place in your body that could take several seconds. So you have a process of time of you can feel your healing take place. And you can feel it depending on the ailment, what's happening. If it's something in your lungs, you might feel it all goes to the center and it just lifts up out of your body. And that takes a few seconds, or 2-3 seconds. If you're sicker than a dog, you might find a thick, warm oil pouring down on your head in a slow motion. And you're being healed. The top is healed. The bottom is not healed as it goes down your body. You might be able to see with your own eyes the Holy Spirit coming up, flowing down. And then when it gets to you, pours straight down on you. You might be able to see. This takes a little bit of time. You know, he's not moving a million miles an hour there. He's just flowing over there, you know, flowing, and then flowing down. It could take several seconds, 10, 15 seconds for him to do this process. And then touches you, and then all of a sudden all the floods. All the floods break out. Joy, love, healing, everything is going on in your body. And you're just, it's just amazing. But you don't know what is going to be the problem. You try to get, it's almost like God doesn't want you to do it the same way. If you don't get used to it. Don't get comfortable and expect that it's going to happen the same way that it did before. Now, some things can happen the same way it did before because you set up in the church, you're having a healing rally, you're going to preach, you're going to sing, you're going to praise and worship, and then you're going to have people walk up. And so, yes, the gifts of healings are going to be administered like clockwork. Just about. Sometimes you get healed, sometimes you don't. But you get to see a number of people do get healed, maybe lots. And we're living in that time that lots will indeed get healed. And you can be part of that. You can lay hands on somebody. Lay hands on your dog. Lay hands on your car. And say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. These can happen. And I'm not telling you this wishy-washy. I know some of these things for absolute fact. They did happen. I saw them firsthand. I laid hands on them, and they did happen. I'm not anybody. I'm just coming on here to tell you what I feel, what I think. I love Jesus. I want you to know you can be healed. For years, I talked about all kinds of stuff, but I am feeling the need to begin to reach out to the sick and to help you understand that you can be healed. And it can start right now. Again, right, put one hand towards this television, put the other hand on the part of your need and say, be healed in Jesus' name. And you could try in all kinds of manner of ways. There's no set circumstance of how things work in God. There's the basic fundamentals. You know, you get saved because you say you recognize you're a sinner, and then you believe that God rose Jesus on the third day, and that God's His only begotten, and that Jesus is His only begotten Son. And you invite Him to, and forget into your heart, and you ask Him to forgive you of your sin. You know, how you get there, who knows? Maybe you're in an alley. Maybe you're in a big church. Maybe you're in a small church. Maybe you're at home, and you just remembered you can do this, and you did it. There's so many ways to get saved, but you have the basics. You have to believe that Jesus is the Christ. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Son of God shall have everlasting life. And then you got another scripture that says that you believe in your heart, but you confess with your mouth. What is confess with your mouth? That means you don't have to go do something immediately. You're believing in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God. And so then you go and tell somebody. But sometime before you die, you'll have that opportunity to tell somebody. It's just kind of nice if you kind of tell somebody sort of right away. if you're in a big church, all the people in there see you believing that, so they know that you're doing it. So you don't have to rush to your neighbor and tell them. You might. You know, you're bubbling over with joy sometimes of accepting Jesus. And they might ask you why, and you tell them, well, this is confession with them in your mouth that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you accepted Him. And there's so many ways to do that. You get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. You have to ask Jesus. And this can come in every manner of ways. Now, Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. It doesn't say to get baptized, say, be baptized in the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. You can, but Jesus is the baptizer. He might just baptize you in the Holy Spirit. What are you going to do? You're sleeping there one night, all of a sudden you wake up speaking in tongues. Many people's done that. And the timing doesn't meet the standards which lots of Christians believe. Maybe you're not even saved yet. But let me tell you, Jesus is the baptized from the Holy Spirit. Usually you're going to be saved, and usually you're going to be asking Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. You're going to be desiring that, and you will follow your desire, either when the church says people that would like to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit come up, we'll lay hands on you. They're trying to be intermediators, helping you, as it were, ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit, because they don't baptize you. It's Jesus that baptizes. They can baptize you in water, and you could baptize others in water. Jesus baptized in the Holy Spirit, and there's so many ways that happens. It's going to be in line with the Bible. It's not going to be some bizarre ritual. But it might be you have to, just like healing, you might have to really seek God. And you might have to overcome your inhibition of not acting like a blithering idiot, you know. You just open your mouth, start mumbling out crazy stuff, and you just think that somehow or another you're supposed to be zapped, and you're just somehow automatically going to start blurting out words. If the Holy Spirit comes on you and is going to give you some sort of utterance, then yes, you could get a very good zapped experience. But generally speaking, it is your will, and it is by your will that you're going to be speaking in tongues. When you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, you can speak in tongues any time that you want. And so you're going to have to do it. There's no magic in that. It's just simply your will. Once baptized, you can speak in another language. The other gifts, like interpreting and gifts of healing and various other ones, might take a little bit more effort to get going. But if you're once you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, then all of these things kind of you have to learn. You have to learn how to operate in our gifts. But today, you can be healed. And many healing ministers are going to rise very soon. We're going to be seeing more and more healing events going on in the world. There's lots. This is happening to some degree. And so, people, your healing is there for you. Like David crying over his baby from Uriah's wife, but the baby died. David agonized over that baby until the baby died. As long as there was hope that God may intervene, David prayed. Once that hope was gone, usually that means you're dead. So if you're sick and you died, you know, it's a little late to get healed. Although you could be risen from the dead, but so, agonize over your pain in prayer to God. Explain, God, it hurts. You know, it does hurt. That's why you want to be healed. Tell God this. Do you really want to be healed? Then why do you just say, God, heal me in Jesus' name, and then you go on, but it's just not going to happen. Well, it can. You know, everything. There's so many different ways. But it's your sickness and you need to get rid of it so it won't hurt. And Jesus loves to listen to you. He said, come on, talk to me. Talk to me. Maybe, you know, we could guess 1,000 guesses and we could probably be wrong every time. But, you know, maybe he just wants to get away to talk to you and you just don't talk to him. So he's going to have you talk to him about your illness until you're blue in the face and so exhausted about it, and then maybe he'll heal you, maybe he won't. But at least you talk to him, finally. And maybe you're always talking to him. You know, there's no set pattern on how you get healed. There's a few good things that are involved. Jesus inhabits the praises of his people. He says, I will. Will you heal me? Jesus says, I will. And so you have a lot of good backup to seeking Jesus to be healed. Seek him. Plead with him. Tell him your case. Agonize over your disease with him, explaining it. Ask him to heal you. He may. If he doesn't, don't give up hope. David didn't give up hope until the baby was dead. As long as you're here, you can call on God. You don't have to do it 24/7. You could take time, but if you're just going to walk normally and everything, you're not going to be just zapped as you're walking and be healed. Again, you might be. Maybe somebody's walking down the street and sees your condition and kind of mutters to God, heal in the name of Jesus, and all of a sudden you're dancing around and you say, wow, what happened to me? Well, it doesn't happen too often that way, but the point still is, it's your sickness. Take part in getting your healing because it is for you. Jesus says, I will heal you. Will you heal me? Yes, I will heal you. Some people like to make the excuse, well, of course, when they're dead, we got a new spirit body, we're healed. Well, that's sure a nice cop-out. It's definitely true. That's the point where you're dead. And so you don't have to worry about it anymore. You can get up and be healed. When you're dead, you rise and be healed, right? But anyway, in the meantime, don't be afraid to ask Jesus. If people think you're crazy because, you know, you're in a wheelchair and you're praying all the time, they say, why are you doing this? You're not going to do it, or you give negative. You might get a lot of negative. It's your life. You're the one that wants to rise and be healed. How long are you going to seek this? Are you going to say, I've done it for 20 years and then give up? Might take another 20. It might be the very next time. If you don't know Jesus, turn to him and say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. Forgive me of my sins. I believe he rose you on the third day. Come into my life. Jesus Christ, heal my ailment in your name. Read the King James Version. See you next time.